Welcome back, everyone, to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. This is part of our credit lending mini-series. As you have heard before, we're touching on a whole bunch of different topics. And today's topic is going to be counting to five. And joining me here today is Sam Riesenberg. He's a partner in International Tax Practice who focuses on credit lending. So, Sam, we've heard a lot about U.S. trader business and all these other different things, credit lending issues. But then we also hear this stuff about, hey, how many loans can I make a year? And if I'm only doing a few loans, is that a U.S. trader business? And all those other type of comments. What do you say in those situations?
So there's, as we discussed, the standard is considerable, continuous, and regular. And we also discussed we don't know what that means. But there is a little bit of guidance in some analogous areas. For example, in the publicly traded partnership area, there is a private letter ruling that says when you're doing five loans a year for 5 years, then that wasn't a trader business for the publicly traded partnership purposes. Similarly, in Section 166, which deals with bad debt deductions, you have to be in a trader business to take that deduction. There's some guidance in that area that would generally lead one to conclude that maybe five loans a year is not necessarily sufficient to constitute a trader business. So what some people have done is that they said, look, I'm keeping my activity below a certain number of loans, whether that be two, three, four, or five loans. We know that at some point, the indicia of a trader business is the volume of loan activity you're making. So an important piece of that is how many loans you're making. However, it's really important to make sure that audience knows that we can't distill the analysis of a trader business down to just counting to five. There's more to it than that, and it's important that people don't take away from this, hey, as long as I'm doing four bullets, I'm okay, or potentially five bullets, I'm okay. The classic thing that we would tell a client is if you have 100 people and all they're doing is negotiating a couple really large loans for the year, I think there's a decent case to make that you're in a trader business. On the flip side, maybe you're doing more than five originations a year, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. And that just happened to come up. It was spontaneous. It wasn't necessarily something you were looking to do. Maybe we could get comfortable that's not a trader business. So I think it's important to know it's not a bright line test. And in fact, it's not direct authority. So treat it with caution.
I had like five or six questions that I was going to ask you. And you answered all of them right there. So thanks, Sam. And we do get that from clients that they say, well, I only did four, and so can I do a fifth? Or we do get those type of questions. And again, you can't just answer these things in a vacuum. You really need to be able to take a look at it in totality each time and make sure you're looking at what the level of activity the lender is performing. And that's really important. Right, Sam? I mean, that's just really...
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It all comes down to holistically, what are you doing? And it's an annual test. It's important to note, right? If you're in a trader business, you're testing what you're doing each year. But I think it's very important to say, hey, we're building up to something, or this is what's been going on. I think a court's going to look at what you've been doing. And I think it's important to document that you're not just out there originating loans. You're looking to do a larger business of activities that don't create a trader business, if that's what you're trying to prove out.
What about revolvers? We hear a lot about revolvers. What about revolvers? So, how are those treated in general?
Sure. So revolvers are interesting, right? A revolver can come in different forms, but essentially what they all have in common is that there's amounts that are loaned at different points on the same negotiated instrument. So the question that we have is a very basic matter, even before we get to trader business concerns, is how many loans is a revolver? Is it one loan because you have one master negotiated document, or is each new draw on that revolver a new loan? And that hasn't been determined for general tax purposes, so it certainly hasn't been determined for U.S. trader business purposes. And therefore, the concern in this area is that a revolver could constitute multiple loans when you're trying to determine the amount of activity that you're undertaking. There's certain things that people do to get a bit more comfortable with certain types of revolvers, like maybe limiting the amount of negotiation that can be done on subsequent draws. But as a general matter, revolver creates more issues that need to be looked at.
Perfect. Well, Sam, thank you so much for this and really appreciate you joining us again on these podcasts. Everyone, thank you very much for joining, and we look forward to you joining our next one. Take care. Have a great day.